Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No Doubt starts now. This is the broadcast for June 17th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour one of two, and our goal always is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land. That is the solution, ladies and gentlemen. The checks and balances put in place by our founders, combined with the rule of law and a moral people, and we can restore America. We can recover the greatest country on the face of the earth. We don't need revolution, but restoration. No Doubt, the key to the exercise. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. We talked about Rachel Dolezal. That's this black lady that had to step down as the NAACP chapter president. I guess she was being outed as white. The NAACP imposter sues school over race claims. Rachel Dolezal says, hey, they were discriminating against her because she was white. That was before she let everybody believe she was black. Rand Paul says, thank heavens to Snowden. We got spying reforms going on and all that, Kurt, and what do you think of that? All right, there you have that. Kurt Crosby's missing in action. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got... I'm trying to get this phone call hooked up, Kurt, and turn it over to you in the meantime, buddy.
Oh, very good.
Because those guys are calling me because they didn't have their act together, and now we're not connected at all.
Oh, okay.
And I got to do all this at the same time, so I'll just continue here. Study shows mass potential for cutting water use on farms. I don't know how they're going to get that done, except for no crops. The UK, Mr. Cameron, I guess he's going to fact check Scott Walker. The Salt Lake City, I guess they got 11 cities along with Salt Lake City. They're going to pledge to cut business license, requirements to just a day only. Kurt Crosby says we ought to get rid of business licenses entirely. And that's all in 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live, Kurt.
Yeah. Well, it's, and there's so much, ladies and gentlemen, that we try to squeeze into those hours just to make sure that, we want to learn a lot, and we hope what we bring to you is what you want to hear. We do appreciate your input, as you see fit. Occasionally we receive it, and so we are grateful for that. Man, I'll tell you what, it's been warm even out here in the West, but nothing like the folks... I guess you could say nothing like the inclement weather, the folks in Houston.
We are on the air, sir. We got you loud and clear now. How are you, Paul? Go ahead and introduce him, Kurt.
Yeah, ahead and have you guys on the air. And you're just in time for a little story I wanted to cover that I try to get information.
Before
to you
we cover your story, Paul, why don't we explain to everybody what's happening? We got a simulcast.
I kind of did before you got on the air, but let's go ahead and tell us who you guys are and what you guys do and how they can find you.
All right. You got Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby. We do a nationally syndicated radio talk show called Liberty Roundtable Live. It's libertyroundtable.com, and it's syndicated on a radio network that I own called Liberty News Radio, combined with Republic Broadcasting. We're on several AM, FM radio stations across the country. We're live and on demand on the internet. We're available on your Roku player as well. If you look in the Roku channels, look in the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel. And we do a Monday through Friday daily talk show that's 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Mountain Time, or 9 to 11 Eastern. And we've been on the air for about 20 years. And I've known Sam Bushman as a public speaker on the Constitution. And I give presentations across the country. One of them is called He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules. Another one is called The New Media Takes Center Stage, and we're quite well known for public speaking and traveling. We're also heavily associated with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. That's the CSPOA. The president of that organization is Sheriff Richard Mack, who won against the Clinton administration over the Brady Bill at the Supreme Court. I happen to be the vice president of operations of the CSPOA as well. In other words, I'm kind of Richard Mack's right-hand man, so to speak. And we work a lot together, and I've planned most of the seminars and the the public events that have been done at the CSPOA, including the latest event we went to, which was the National Press Club. So that's a quick summary of us. Kurt, you want to add to that?
I think you pretty well covered it. But what I'd like to do is kind of say how we've known Paul for quite a few years, and then we've been fans of both his work and Jana Lee Tobias. You know, I first got to hear her as the our buddy in the evening there, Kyle Touquet, would call her the Mama Grizzly. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're fans of the program that you're listening to on KTKK, as well as we appreciate their, well, allowing us to be with them today. Thank you, Paul, and thank you, Jana.
Wow, thanks so much. I'm getting a big head here. Thank you for saying that. It's an honor to have you on the show.
Kurt, you just created a real problem. We've been trying to keep her head small, and her hats don't fit anyway. But we appreciate those kind words, and we are fans of you guys as well, and hopefully we can make this simulcast kind of a regular thing, or at least more often than once.
Now, do our listeners a favor really quick. Don't catch us up a little bit on who Jana Tobias is, or Jana Lee is, and who you are, Paul. Paul's been in radio forever is how we know Paul. He's been involved in running some radio stations that carried our show for a while, and he's been a radio guy forever. Jana Lee has been a political... What do you want to call it? Pot stir?
Activist.
Is that the best way? Pot stir?
Oh, yeah. I'm a pretty big pot stir. I'm a pain in the establishment's patootie. I'm a fly in the ointment. But, I'm a Mama Grizzly. I got my start, I guess, fighting for gun rights and term limits. And it seems like I'm always in a fight. I'm in a big fight with my mayor right now.
But no doubt a friend of liberty every time. So let's make that very clear.
Well,
go ahead,
she
Paul.
Is she's president of the Gun Owner Association for Women.
Women Against Gun Control.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, good, women. You know, but yeah. You said something when you were introducing yourself. You said he who owns, did you say the media makes the rules?
Yes, ma'am, you got it. That's right. He who owns the media makes the rules. I'm convinced that... You know, a lot of people want to put a lot of solutions together. Everybody has a new plan to solve the problems in America. And I think if we just return to the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, using the checks and balances and applying the principles therein, we could solve the country's problems if we had one thing, and that is the ability to tell the truth in the media. And that's one thing that they've had carte blanche control of for the longest time, and we're giving them a run for their money. And that's really the key. Who owns the media makes the rules. They can change the game if we let them.
Great comment. We have got a history of this program. We're fairly new on the air. We've only been on 5 or 6 weeks. We took over Dr. Jack Stockwell's slot in the drive time morning, and I've been on the station off and on for 10 or 12 years. The slot that we're in right now, we also have Jack's son with us. Dr. Josh Stockwell is on the air typically, but every Wednesday he takes off for another responsibility that he has, so we wish he could be with us here this morning, but for now you've got Jana Lee and myself, and we're glad to have you people, and we talked about what we were going to cover this morning, and I like the topics you guys suggested. I've got some quotes that might really interest you. I think probably the both of you have heard these quotes, and we'll cover those later, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that I'm going to ask you this question, Sam. Is there only doom and gloom for our future in this country? Is there any hope at all? I mean, every day we turn on the news, every day we look in the written media, the print media, the internet, on radio, on television, and just about everything we see is spells doom and gloom.
And I'm going to respond with a little phrase that I heard from some wise people, and it says this: which way do you face? And the reason I say it like that is because if you look at it from a man only or the arm of flesh point of view, we are absolutely doomed. It's over, Rover, stick a fork in it. We don't have a chance. We don't have a prayer. We don't have an option because they've been working for tyranny for nigh on to 6,000 years. And they've learned every time they overreach, they lose. So they've learned not to overreach. They've developed artificial intelligence software to gauge our response. with whatever they do. They've got tremendous accuracy in this of how the people react. They've got so much control, even if they make a mistake these days, they can always just step back and implement it later. And so from a mere mortal point of view, we are absolutely doomed. However, that's why I say, which way do you face? Because if you don't believe in the God factor, then you know what? We are doomed. However, if you believe in the reality that they've been trying for a tyranny for 6,000 years and they've never got it yet, and when you realize that we're in the freest country on the face of the earth, bar none, now people will challenge me on that, but I'm convinced I could win the debate. We've got a lot of problems in America, I'll be the first to admit. However, you know what? George Washington found himself in a situation where he virtually had no prayer either. He found his back against the river over and over and over. The British were ready to go party with the women and have a good time with the drink and then wake up and annihilate him in the morning. But every time, something changed the game. Many people called the greatest general in the world George Washington Chicken, but the truth is he was smart enough to fight another day. And I submit to you that in America, if we look towards God for the solutions by keeping his commandments, he has promised us protection. You know, even in, what is it, Chronicles 2:7-14, it says, hey, if they'll just turn away from their sin and turn to me, says God, I will heal their land and basically protect them. Now, that's a summary, obviously, but suffice it to say, if we trust in God, do our best trust in God for the rest, and we face the world or the tyranny from God's side, as opposed to facing it from a man-made arm of flesh side, I'm convinced we are not in a situation where there's no hope. We have tremendous hope in our God, the author of our liberty. And what our response is to keep the commandments of God. Our response is to look forward with hope. We are told that, hey, there's troubled times, but we're told by the Prince of Peace, the Savior Jesus Christ, to be of good cheer. Now, I don't think the Savior, the only perfect person to live on the earth, would be telling us to be of good cheer if it was like stick a fork in at tyranny. I don't think so. He's the author of liberty. And he knows something we don't know, and that is that we can garner blessings from him. We can do the unthinkable. We can achieve the unstoppable. We can become what America was destined to become, the nation ready to receive the Savior Jesus Christ when he comes again. There's a lot of hope in that, Jenna Lee.
Well, yeah, I'm about ready to start crying here. I'm really glad. That's like better than a cup of green tea in the morning for what you're saying. I appreciate you saying that. And by the way, my dad used to say that all the time. He was a World War II veteran. He died a few years ago, and he always said that, be of good cheer. And I just, I can't handle it. Like, I like the way you're talking, and just along with that, there's an exhibit called Body Worlds. I'm sure you've seen it, where they plasticize body organs, and then you can go and look, and they have diseases. Have you guys seen that ever, the Body Worlds exhibit?
Yes, huh?
Yeah, and so it was in Salt Lake, and so you go through the exhibit, and you can look up and close and personal with people's body organs, and they have people there with cancer, with diabetes, and you're just like, oh my goodness, there's so many diseases, like we're all going to die. But at the very end of the exhibit, something just stuck out, a simple solution more than anything that I remember, and that is, at the end, they had a glass, and they said, look at this glass. Is this glass half empty or half full? With all the sicknesses that we can have, if you look at the glass half full, then you can have good health.
Well, and I read something recently. We missed the point on the glass half empty, glass half full, and that is the glass is refillable.
Oh, good one.
And that is, we have a glass in the first place.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, listen, Sam and Kurt, we are down to 10 seconds to our hard break, and we'll break for words from our sponsors, pay a few bills, and be back with you. And I've got a quotation I want to read you.
You got it. We'll just keep going live here while you do that. We'll put you on mute and put you in queue. And Sam and Kurt are going to talk about all kinds of interesting things. I got a recap of yesterday's broadcast, second hour to cover really quick.
We'll see you back here in about two and a half minutes.
And we had our guest on, Miss Chris Ann Hall, Kurt. She's known for the MagnaCarta.us document that we talked about in detail with her. It's a remonstrance of the people of the United States of America celebrating the 800th year anniversary of the Magna Carta. And they put together a modern document in the tradition of the Magna Carta, a redress of grievance, if you will, in the flavor of the Declaration of Independence, etc. And the whole goal is to help us take this mainstream, asks Chris Ann Holland, says here's the plan. Listener TZ chimed in and said, hey, the Magna Carta can be summarized as a king is subject to the law instead of the law being subject to the king. Very radical for the time when there was a divine right of kings. And we reject the divine right of anybody except for the Savior Jesus Christ. We believe we all have God-given unalienable rights, and that's codified in our supreme law. We also talked about Jeb Bush, former governor of Florida, has announced that he's entering the race for the Republican presidential nomination. We talked about Jeb Bush on the issues. We also talked about Donald Trump will declare $9 billion in assets as he reveals 2016 plans. That's the recap. Kurt, any quick comments on that recap before we rejoin Paul and crew?
You know, Chris Ann Hall's just a, another light in the darkness, a great lady, and we're tremendous fans of her work. She's done so much good, and continues to encourage folks with her efforts. I've watched grown men as they participate in her activities, her presentations, and they come kind of out of their shells and say, hey man, if this little, I guess we could call her a mama grizzly like Jenna Lee Tobias, but this little lady can do the things she does, I can do more. And, it's
Amen.
Good to see folks like that.
Yeah, and we commend Chris Ann Hall for her work. We're thankful for her friendship. That's kind of why we're doing a simulcast with Paul and Jenna Lee Tobias and others, is because we're trying to spread the word of liberty, and we're all working together. And it isn't a matter of competition. It's a matter of he who owns the media makes the rules. We can together be a much bigger force, ladies and gentlemen. And the new media is indeed taking center stage, and we are giving the mainstream press a run for their money. I'll tell you that right now. So there's a lot of good happening, Kurt. And this nation is not in failure. In fact, I believe this nation shall endure. George Washington saw a vision of the last winding up scenes of America and felt like we had a positive outlook as well. All right, we're going to join these guys now. Here we go.
Two of the big questions facing older Americans are being addressed by Gen Wealth. Gen Wealth knows that although folks are looking forward to retirement, they also have underlying concerns. Having enough money to last is the simple way to express the first problem. With today's medical progress, we can expect to live longer than our parents and grandparents. And when you even mention medical progress, many of us think about the need for care someday. Your question relates to the second big concern, preparing for long-term continuing needs and costs. Gen Wealth has information on new programs available to help with some of the inevitable surprises. Imagine a program with guaranteed income along with personal medical assistance, which could let you remain in your own home. Call Gen Wealth at 801-892-HELP. That number is 801-892-4537 for all the details.
And you are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. We're joining Paul and crew for a simulcast, a broadcast. Now we join Paul. By the way, I blew off all of our commercials to join them, huh?
Well, good morning again, folks. You're here with us on K-Talk. We've got with us Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby with a wonderful program that's been on for, 20 years or something, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've been on the radio for a long time, sir. And I want to make one more statement that I think Jana Lee's going to like quite a bit. There's a friend of mine. His name is Ezra Taft Benson. He's passed away now. I was quite good friends with his son. We used to do some work together and stuff like that, Reed Benson, etc. And I bring this up because he wrote a book, Ezra Taft Benson, called This Nation Shall Endure. And that really, in my opinion, summarizes, and we end each broadcast with This Nation Shall Endure, because I'm convinced there's a lot of people that have seen the winding up scenes of America, in other words, prophetic views of the future, and they believe we win in the end, too. God's side wins. And so I bring that all up to say that I'm convinced this nation shall endure. George Washington saw a vision and believes this nation shall endure. And I'm not about to give up hope with those kind of people on my side, Paul.
Hey, great comment, and it's great to have some optimism on the air this morning with all the doom and gloom. As a matter of fact, I have several friends of mine, and we even had some guests on last week, who tell us there's a terrible, terrible thing happening in September, that the economy is going to crash, our economic system as we know it is going to end, and even our currency's done. What's your response to that, Sam and Kurt?
My response is severalfold. We know factually they are correct in the sense that every dishonest money system, every fiat currency system, eventually winds up in failure. So factually, they're 100% correct, Jenny and Paul. However, I submit to you that people have been telling us it's the end ever since I've been alive, and I'm almost 50. That's a long time. And every time they say, man, we're going to melt down, man, the nuclear holocaust is here, man, the end of the economy is here, man, this and that, and they always preach that it's tomorrow, and I'm convinced that those who want tyranny can mock us. They can put together false plans and false flag operations over and over and over to make us look like fools that we've been preaching doom and gloom over and over and over. And then pull the rug out from under us and act like, see, those guys don't even know what's going on. They think there's a conspiracy everywhere. There's a boogeyman behind every bush. Well, Satan's real, and there is a conspiracy to destroy all freedom by Satan, but it's very well published in the Bible, so it's not too secret. The reality is, though, we can win. The reality is we will have economic ups and downs. There may be something to happen in September, October, November, whatever the case may be. However, I don't choose to look at those end games or those death dates as the solution. The reality is we got to daily prepare, and you got to prepare spiritually, you got to prepare morally, you got to prepare physically, and it's not a I'm going to panic and do it overnight thing, I'm going to go in debt to get it done. Okay, you got to follow sound principles, and you got to prepare by obeying God's commandments and repenting and asking for his forgiveness and protection. And then if you ask for his guidance, he can give you revelation and direction of what you need to do next to protect your family. And yes, there's going to be ups and downs. That's never changed in the history of the world. However, you know what? In the 1960s, there was way more riots in the streets than there are now. Okay, so let's just not think the world's ending tomorrow. Let's just plan on us doing our very best every day to leave the world a better place. It's the Boy Scout motto. It's pretty simple. You leave a place better than you found it. If you do that every day, if you trust in God and slowly but surely prepare on all fronts, clean the inner vessel and prepare, you know what? You don't have anything to fear. You know, you got to pray to God hard and maybe make it your hardest prayer today and pray harder tomorrow. Now, what I'm saying is there's things you have control of and things you don't. And I submit to you that it's well advised by many in my day that would say, hey, do what you have control over and leave the rest to the Almighty. And that's what I intend to do, sir.
I love it. It's really good. I'm loving what you're saying because I prefer to stay positive, but I do have a confession. During Y2K, we were sort of convinced the world was going to end, and we had this perfectly nice living room wall. And my husband went and installed a stove, a heating stove. And so we tore down our perfectly nice wall and put up bricks and put an indoor stove in our house, which took up quite a bit of space. But, it looks pretty good. But people say that to me all the time, like, why are you doing what you do? You know, we're going to lose anyway. Why don't you go camping and go to shows and quit spending so much trying to make a difference? Because there's no way that we're going to win.
Because when I stand in front of the judge of the universe, the Prince of Peace, I want to say I did everything that I could to decide whose side who I'm on. And I hope and pray that it's clear whose side I'm on by my actions all the day long. Furthermore, I have 8 children that I want to try to leave a little better place than I found when I decided to bring them into the world. I owe an obligation to them and to those around me and say, what can I give to the world rather than what can I take? How can I do my best? Now, yeah, we're going to have tough times between now and when the Savior comes due to the wickedness of the people. There's no question. However, can I make a little less abusive, a little less hostile, a little less angry, a little less fearful?
Exposing corruption.
That's the hope. I got a break. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
We're there, and there was about a 10-second error.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby.
As usual.
We're jointly with Janely Tobias and Paul Jensen of KTKK Radio AM 630. And we got a joint broadcast going on.
And I read them. Still up.
Hi, Paul. We're back.
Yeah, we never sleep,
and
do we?
So, hi,
Paul. We're back.
I actually get a lot more sleep now than I used to.
I think they got us in mute for hours now, probably.
Yeah. You got like one or two
like
before.
All right. Well, then we'll just mute them for now. We don't have the ability to deal with that, I guess.
Talk to them. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, hi guys, we're back live. Hope you're doing fantastic.
Hey, this is really fun. I like this.
Well, now, you guys were mentioning this big old global warming issue, weren't you? Didn't you say there was global warming happening? It was going to be super hot everywhere?
Well, and maybe we won't have all of these problems with the political side of things. We'll all burn up from global warming. I understand we're on a 10-year cooling trend, according to what I read.
Well, it just depends on who you want to believe, Paul.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when global warming doesn't work, it's climate change. Let me ask you, Sam, and Kurt, you, Janely. Do you remember back in conference? Well, actually, it wasn't conference. It was a Rick's College Devotional Assembly entitled Having Faith in America, October 26, 1973, and it was President Harold B. Lee speaking. Do you remember?
I remember that, and he basically said, don't preach doom and gloom for the United States. Preach that it's the best country on the face of the earth.
Yeah, let me read
it
to you.
Yeah.
I don't like to normally read, but every word of this is, I think, apropos to our topic this morning. So bear with me, and our listeners, you're welcome to call in with your questions and comments at 254-5855. That's 801-254-5855. And here is the quotation from President Harold B. Lee in 1973.
And just really quick for our listeners, many of them are not members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Paul and Jana Lee. We cover the nation and really the world. This is a leader from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you know, there's 12 apostles. There's presidents of the church, meaning the prophet of God on the earth. The Mormons believe to be the mouthpiece. And so here's his statement relating to America. Go ahead, sir.
Well, then additionally, many of our listeners are not LDS either. Some of them like to listen to the things we talk about in the Book of Mormon and other church ideas and policies and doctrines, but many do not like it, and we hear from those as well. Here's the quotation from President Harold B. Lee. Quote, "Men may fail in this country, earthquakes may come, seas may heave upon beyond their bounds, there may be great drought, disaster, and hardship, but this nation, founded on principles laid down by men whom God raised up, will never fail. This is the cradle of humanity, where life on earth began with the Garden of Eden. This is the place of the New Jerusalem. This is the place where the Savior will come to his temple. We're living in the time of great crisis. The country is torn with scandal and with criticism, with fault-finding and condemnation. There are those who have downgraded the image of this nation as probably never before in the history of the country." Now, let me stop there and a sidebar. If it was bad in 1973, how bad is it today? How much worse? I continue with the quote.
However, even though it seems worse, the outlook is still just as positive.
Just as positive as it ever has been and ever will be. We will win in the end. God always wins in the end, doesn't he? Okay, quote, "I plead with you not to preach pessimism. Preach that this is the greatest nation in all the world. It is the nation that will stand despite whatever trials or crises may yet we have to pass through. We must be on the optimistic side. This is a great nation. This is a great country. This is the most favored of all lands on earth. While it is true that there are dangers and difficulties that lie ahead of us, we must not assume that we are going to stand by and watch this country go to ruin. We should not be heard to predict ills and calamities for this nation. On the contrary, we should be providing optimistic support for the nation. We must remember that this church and this nation is one of the most powerful agencies for the progress of the world. And we should all sound with one voice. We must tell the world how we feel about this land and this nation, and we should bear our testimonies about the great mission and destiny that this nation has. If we do this, we will help turn the tide of this great country and lessen the influence of the pessimists. We must be careful that we do not say or do anything that will further weaken the country. It is the negative, pessimistic comments about the nation that do so much harm as anything else to the country today. We who carry these sacred responsibilities must preach the gospel of peace, and peace can only come by overcoming the things of the world. Now, we must be the dynamic force that will help turn the tide of fear and pessimism." End quote. What's your response to that, guys?
Kurt, you want to respond first, then
well,
I will?
I'll give you a good modern-day example of, more modern-day example of that. One man, his name is Dallin H. Oaks, and also an official with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, was talking about those very issues lately, and he, quoted Gordon B. Hinckley when he said that we live in the day of the gifted pickle sucker, And what happens so many times is we've got to focus on the good, and we don't.
Okay, we've only got pickle about 50
sucker.
Seconds.
Yeah, there you go. These guys have pickle a break sucker. At KTKK. We'll continue on and put them in queue. And Kurt, you're wise about this, and I just want to let everybody understand. You know, some people think because we're so positive on America, that we're so bullish on America, that we have such a, positive outlook, that we're just naive, that we're ignorant, that we don't get what we're facing, that we don't understand what's going on, that we're just naivete, to say the least. And I want to respond to that a little bit on this couple of minute break here. that K-Talk is going to take. And then when we come back, we'll just rejoin in progress with the simulcast. But, Kurt, I don't believe we're naive. I believe we just understand the real history, the real purpose of America. America was not created as the freest country on the face of the earth to fail. Okay, and there is an opportunity for us to teach the world about Christianity. There's an opportunity to teach the world about how to have a proper role of limited government. And you know what? We've had a hard time as people turn away from God and they're wicked. You know what? God will punish them. However, you know what? We've done more good than we give ourselves credit for, and it's very easy to look at the negative. It seems like, you know, you can do 100 things right. Think of it in your marriage, or your relationships at work, or your relationships at home with everybody around you. Just, you know, bring it down to the simplest, most common denominator. And you say, you know what, your wife does 100 things right, and then she does something wrong, or something that you don't approve of or like, or maybe your husband, or your children, or your parents, whatever the case may be. And it seems like, you know what, you just sweep that 99 thing under the rug right that they do, and then the one thing that they do wrong is just like looming large. And it's like, there's no way to overcome this. They've done this. Man, this is unforgivable, or whatever the case may be. And we tend to focus on that to the point where we can't recognize any of the good that they've done. And I think that's what people do with America, Kurt. And I think it becomes a great stumbling block in terms of realizing who we are. Has America done some wrong? Without question, they've done wrong to the blacks, big time. They've done wrong to the Indians, big time. The IRS has abused people big time. All right? However, it's not over, Kurt, and you can't look at it negative that way. All right, we're joining the simulcast.
Sam Bushman with us. Sam and Kurt, can you hear us? You're back on.
Absolutely, yes, sir. And I was just on the break kind of telling people that, you know, a lot of people might believe we're naive when it comes to America. We don't realize how bad it really is, and that's why we're so positive on America. But I disagree, and I compared it to your family relationships with your spouse, your husband, your wife, or your parents, or your children. Bring it down to the most simple denominators, if you will, Janelle and Paul. And I said, you know, your wife does something great, like 100 things great. Then she does something that you disapprove of that you think, oh, man, this is wrong. This is unforgivable or whatever. Can't believe she didn't respect me as a leader or vice versa. I can't believe my husband didn't take my advice and counsel. Doesn't he realize I'm his equal? And so then they do something wrong. And pretty soon you forget about the 99 things they've done awesome or right or correct or good. And you look at that one thing and it just like it's looming large and you just can't solve it or get over it. And we tend to do that with America. And I submit that it becomes a great stumbling block to the success of this great nation. Have we wronged the blacks? Yes. Have we wronged the Indians? Yes. Have we wronged Americans with the IRS and some of the abuses? Absolutely. However, let's be very clear. America's done more good for more people in the history of the world than any other country, bar none, even with our mishaps, even with our stumbles, even with our mistakes. Are we perfect? Far from. But have we done a lot of good in the world, and can we do more good in the world today? And the answer is clearly a resounding yes. And so we got to make sure that that negativity doesn't loom large to the point where we can't even see through appropriate lenses about the truth. The truth is, America's made some serious mistakes, no doubt. I'm not ignoring that. But I'm telling you, we've done way more good in the world than bad, by far. We've had more freedom for more people in the history of the world in America than any other country that you can point to historically for the longest or longer period of time than any, bar none. I challenge anybody to historically debate me on this. Okay, so we got to look at it properly, Paul.
And who was it who said America's great because America is good?
Mr. De Tocqueville himself.
If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. But
am I guessing?
It's De Tocqueville.
Ronald Reagan?
Tocqueville?
Yeah, De Tocqueville said that. And he's right. And that's what we need to cling to, and that's how we can stay great, folks.
That's it. And the key is in living personal righteous lives. And what's your definition? I want to ask you, Kurt, what's your definition of a personal righteous life?
You know, it's, well, at first you got to follow the top 10. You know, we often talk about the original 10 commandments. And now, of course, we're faced with the 10 trillion commandments from governments at all levels. But, you know, if we follow those top 10, basically, they give us a roadmap of how to live a good life. And you know, it's easy when you look at what the Savior Jesus Christ and other good men and women in your life. You can find those examples around you. Follow what they do and emulate that. And, I mean, you know what to do from there.
I agree with Kurt 1,000%, Paul and Jenny, but I'd like to add a couple of other little tidbits that I think might be very helpful. I agree obeying the Ten Commandments, you can't really get into a whole lot of trouble and you can't do a whole lot of wrong. However, I would add to that, looking for ways to be kind to others. In other words, to be charitable, to say, you know what, I love my fellow beings. I'm going to do what I can to better their world also. I'm not in this, you know, just for me attitude, but I'm in it to say, how can I make life better for those around me? How can I smile at somebody? How can I make their burdens a little lighter? And if we share one another's burdens by charitable kindness, thoughts, and actions, and then if we learn to forgive, and that's kind of one of the biggest things, can we forgive America for her mistakes? I don't mean to overlook them and gloss over them and pretend they didn't happen. We got to let that be a warning to make sure they don't happen again in the future. But we need to forgive America. We need to forgive ourselves. We need to forgive those around us. So you add kind, loving, charitable acts along with forgiveness. And I think you put that together with the Ten Commandments. And now you're following the Prince of Peace. And I think there's always success in following the Prince of Peace. Always.
Well, I can hear that in your voices. You're very cheerful, and you're going to like this story. A couple of years ago when President Obama was set to have massive gun bans, the AR-15 in particular, we had a rally here in Utah on 223, which on February 23rd, which is the ammo for AR-15s. And so the day of the rally, there was a blizzard that night. And we just like, oh, you know how it is, planning rallies, it's so hard to do and try to get people out. And we just thought, okay, we're going to go in this blizzard. It's probably 0 degrees or maybe even 10 below. And so setting up the microphones and everything, logistics, we had to plow the roads of the Capitol steps, shovel them off, and it was freezing cold. And it probably 200 or 300 people showed up. Some of the moms had their little children there in strollers. And they came because they are so concerned about freedom and our liberties. And there was a state senator in Montana. You probably have heard of him now. His name is Ryan Zinke. He's now in the United States Congress. He's a former Navy SEAL, just like a huge resume of long list of service to this country. He drove from Montana all night long in the blizzard to be able to come and speak to the crowd that was at the Utah State Capitol. And he said a lot of good things, but the one thing that he said that really stood out in my mind is that he said, guys, I'm going to start crying here, but he said, America is too great to lose, and so we have to fight for her. And it just always stuck in my mind. And he put his money where his mouth is. You know, he traveled down the storm, and people were standing there, so patriotic. I felt like George Washington a little bit, you know, crossing the Delaware in the freezing cold. So that was just, America is too great to lose, and that's why I fight. That's why Paul's here working his head off. That's why, you know, I spend so much of my time trying to make a difference, going to city council meetings, writing the letters, making the phone calls, because I don't want to be the generation that loses freedom.
Amen to that. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to a simulcast. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, Liberty News Radio. Jenny Tobias and Paul Jensen, KTKK, AM 630 in Salt Lake City Radio, simulcasting our talk shows. And Paul started out the discussion by saying, hey, is it over for the United States of America? Kurt and Sam say, not even maybe. This is the best country on the face of the earth, ladies and gentlemen. And it was set up, I humbly believe, to usher in the return of the Prince of Peace himself, even Jesus Christ. And that's kind of the difference of America. We believe Jesus Christ is the author of our liberty, not some bureaucrat somewhere, Paul.
Excellent comment. You know, I ask you this question, Sam, Kurt, and Jana Lee. If God was able to raise up righteous and inspired men to bring about the foundation of this nation, the Constitution upon which the principles that God has given us is predicated, is he not able to do so now? Is he not able to bring up inspired men now to save the Constitution and to bring this nation back in line with its destiny?
Well, let me just make a quick statement, and then let's start with Jana Lee and then move to Kurt. My response is, didn't Ben Franklin say the same thing?
I he said a lot of things.
Yeah, Ben Franklin said, hey, how can a nation be expected to rise without his aid if he keeps track of the sparrows, in summary, right?
That's right. And did he also say, those who give up liberty for security deserve neither? Was he
That was another founder, but the principle is the same, and you're correct. What do you think to Paul's question, though? Hey, can God raise up men to preserve this nation?
Well, of course, we agree 1,000%. There's not a doubt in my mind, and I think he is raising up people, and I think that maybe you're part of that, Sam and Kurt.
Are we saying, did you just really say men? We got to include the women here. The mom.
Well, hold on. Generally, I agree with we need women who are equals involved in this, because man can't get to heaven without woman, and woman can't get to heaven without man. However, when we say men, though, we're talking about mankind, right? The Bible uses men all the time.
I'll be a little bit of a female.
We've got Susie on the line who has a question or comment for
you. Hi, Susie.
Oh, hi. I don't have a question. I just have a comment.
Let her rip, ma'am.
I'm going to be 62 tomorrow, and you know what? I remember being glorified and loved. You're welcome. I wish I was only going to be 32. Anyway, so I'm 62. You know, luckily I'm still in shape, good shape. So I remember America being wonderful and beautiful and all these good things back in the 70s and 80s and the 50s and the 60s. But all of a sudden, a certain energy came into the White House. It just isn't Obama. It's like Rules for Radicals. If you hear it long enough, you'll start believing the country's rotten. And that's what they're doing.
That's exactly why, Susan, he who owns the media makes the rules. They can't do that if we become big enough. They cannot control that narrative any longer. We're giving them a run for their money, and they don't know what to do with us.
But PTA or TPA or TPE or TPP, what's going on with that right now?
All right. It's a great question. Paul wanted to talk about that. We'll round out the hour. Okay. Right at the helm of that discussion is a guy who's a U.S. Trade Representative, Michael Froman, and I guess he testifies and sells us down the river, huh, Paul?
Well, we were going to discuss him a little bit, and we've come onto a topic. There are some bumps in the road, but we need to. We're also warned to get actively involved and make our voices heard to fight against the evils. We can't just stand by and wait for God to do everything. That's the part about raising people up. This Michael Froman was with Citicorp, and not only was he given a $4 million parachute when he left to work for Obama. Now, let's tell you a little bit about who he is. He and President Clinton attended Harvard Law School together, and they both were on the staff of the Harvard Law Review. I would challenge you to find anything that Obama wrote while he was there. Well, let's leave that for another topic, but in any case, he was then hired by Obama. And he left the Citicorp, not until after receiving $7.4 million, and including a $4 million parachute. He has since been given millions and millions of dollars to orchestrate and head up the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TTIP, the TSA, all of these other different acronyms that discuss and tell about a trade treaty. It's not a trade agreement. It's not a free trade agreement. It has nothing to do with free trade. As a matter of fact, it's anti-free trade. And the current situation is that there is slated to be more debate, more discussion on this issue, trying to get Congress, trying to get the House of Representatives to get on board. They did pass the half of the bill, but they were not able to get the TAA done. They're working on it behind the scenes. The Senate sold out their souls for the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Companies like Goldman Sachs, UPS, Citicorp, and others, they were able to, when people were not sure what they wanted to do, or maybe they were sure but were holding out for more cash, they were able to buy the votes of our U.S. senators. There is no doubt about it. It's not my opinion. It's absolutely there in black and white for you to see. The Republicans had received an average of $17,500-something for their votes, and the Democrats sold out for a lot cheaper at about $9,700 for their votes.
Good for Republicans, I guess. Selling out more.
Anyway, what are your thoughts and comments after looking at that a little bit to answer Susie's question.
A quick 30-second thought from Susie is, every time a new piece of legislation passes, though, we believe it's the end of America. I don't agree with that. I think it's going to be harder for us to live free, no question. They're chipping away at our freedom, no question. We may pass through tough times and tougher times before the Savior comes. Nevertheless, it's not over for America. And I want to point out that this Michael Froman testified, and basically TPP would impact every aspect of American life, from the energy we use to the food we eat, even the internet. It's going to affect a lot of stuff, folks. It boggles the mind why the same Congress that was elected to stop Obama's radical transformation of America would back up and then give him this carte blanche trade authority and basically switch roles. In other words, the president used to be an up-and-down vote. Now it's Congress. They've flip-flopped their responsibilities. They've unconstitutionally given away authority and power. They need to pay at the ballot box for this. And Americans need to re-elect somebody else. And I don't want to hear that, oh, we can't get that done. All the elections are paid and there's vote fraud everywhere. Not if enough Americans stand together and say we've had it. We've seen change before when Americans get fed up, and we can see it again. It just takes Americans to be actively engaged. Kurt?
Well, the protesters that burn cars and buildings and stuff like that, they kind of show us, well, I mean, they're typically paid protesters, but they kind of show us how to be involved. Most of us feel like, hey, man, if the Supreme Court says we can't use the Bible in school, that we just got to leave it home. I feel like, hey, man, why don't you just haul that Bible to school and see if the Supreme Court puts every school teacher in jail? You know, the bottom line is... there are things we can do, and
be in school, then I can't be there either. Nah, thank you. Yeah. Pretty soon we'll good shut point. Down the government schools, right?
Very good. We're down to about 10, 15 seconds. Any last words? We appreciate you, brother. You
yeah,
men being with us this morning.
Kurt?
Really, my brother's the right term this morning.
It's been really fun, you guys.
The last seconds are
thank
Kurt's.
Thank you
go,
for
sir.
Your great work, ladies, Jenna, Lee, and Paul. Thank you.
Thank you.
There they go, ladies and gentlemen. Always doing a good job. We'll let those guys go. We'll have a little bit more time because they end a little bit earlier than we do. We had to match up a bunch of clocks, Kurt. But we got James Edwards coming up, second hour. We got a whole lot of news the networks refused to use to talk about. But it was delightful to have a simulcast with Jenna Lee Tobias and Paul Jensen, KTKK AM 630, doing a great talk show up there. And, man, it takes all of us. As the new media takes center stage, it takes all of us to work together. We'd like to give a big shout-out to John Stattmiller and the folks at republicbroadcasting.org and thank them for their support, too. Instead of looking at each other as competition, we look at each other as a big old team to take back the country. And I think that is the good news, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. Sam and Kurt, 1 hour in the can, second hour coming up in mere seconds. We can make a difference, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live, libertyroundtable.com for live on-demand radio, free, unique columnist content, and more free. Check it out, libertyroundtable.com. Turn any phone into a radio anytime. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. And this nation shall endure.